Big Island Mayor Harry Kim says he's grateful for the federal assistance, but he expressed frustration over the state's lack of urgency in making that initial request.
What I've been asking for help from the state to come in and review what was going on is 2-3 weeks ago. And finally on this, week before last, the governor said they would send someone to make a review. If I was in command, none of you would even leave this place. I would care less if you don't get any sleep. You're going to stay and get this done.
A COVID-19 outbreak that began on August 22nd has since claimed the lives of 14 residents at the Yukio Okutsu State Veterans Home in Hilo. 3 residents are being hospitalized, and another 51 residents and 30 staff have been infected.
I think that everybody feels they're part of this, because what could we have done differently? A loss of life is a tragic thing.
Retired Army Colonel Deb Lewis spent 34 years in the service and is an active member of the Hilo veterans community. She hopes investigations into the outbreak offer solutions instead of blame.
This is not a time to criticize. We need to focus on getting containment. Every question, every response, every effort has to be to keep containing it. What can we do to help you? Not point the finger. I've never seen that work.
The outbreak in Hilo is the focus of 3 separate investigations. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, or HAEMA, sent its long-term specialist, Dr. Albert Yazawa, to Hilo last week to assess the situation. No word yet on when or if this report will be made available to the public. A second report is expected to be released later this week by the State Department of Health. The agency conducted an unannounced inspection of the veterans' home last Wednesday after growing concerns over the spread of the infection. A third report by a Veterans Affairs team is being reviewed by Incident Commander and HAEMA Director Kenneth Hara. VA Nurse Executive Doreen Summers led the team through an inspection of the facility last Friday.
And we worked side by side with the leadership there on the ground and took a tour of the facility, and we saw the staff very, very dedicated to their jobs here and wanting to take care of the veterans.
Summers couldn't share her findings, but did confirm that she's headed to Hilo tomorrow as a member of a COVID-19 Tiger team. The ad hoc group of specialists will help implement recommendations, provide training and oversight, and provide immediate staff support and respite. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.